Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio's LOA Blend with a Twist. Good morning. Good
morning. I just got a text, so I know what's going on. I'm like, that doesn't sound like the least bad. Oh, there's a text. Okay. So she's having phone issues. Okay, got it. She's having phone issues.
Well, she should be on with us now. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Good morning.
Hey. Hey, we're having a three-way. Yay.
Hey. I appreciate you, Anna. No, I'm calling in the host number, and it's saying it's going to charge me a cent, a penny a minute. Or something. Was it going to charge me? Was it going to charge me to make the phone call? I'm like, what?
What is this, jail?
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it may be my phone. I'm not sure because I called the guest number, and it's not a problem. So.
Okay.
It's weird.
Right.
Well, good morning, lady.
Hi, girl.
Good morning.
Nice to have a little Anna banana with your little Anna banana muffin with your morning coffee on the LOA plan. We'll take it.
So, sorry about the technical difficulties.
Don't apologize.
I think if something weird is happening with my phone and this call ends up being like $5 billion, you know, who knows what's going on there. But
you don't want that.
No, I mean, actually, it wouldn't have been that much, but still.
Well, you don't want to be charged at all for anything. We're charged nothing in life, for God's sake. Can you imagine?
But we did have a caller in the queue that had a hand raised earlier, so
let's do it.
I thought we'd go right into that. If
let's
that's
do
all
it.
Right.
Yeah.
All
ready.
Right. Area code 480. Hello.
Good morning. It's Mike.
Mike.
Well, hello,
hey.
Stranger Danger. How are you?
And I was going, oh, my God, they canceled the show. I set my alarm for this. 5:30 in the morning.
Set the alarm. Oh, you're so sweet.
It's my day off.
Well, we're here. So clearly you're still in California because we got that three-hour time difference.
Yes.
And you set the clock for us. I mean, I'm kind of flattered, actually. I mean, has anyone set their clock? I mean, that's huge. So it's been a while. You had lots of things that were really pivoted in such an amazing direction. And I also remember, I don't remember so much literally, but I remember energetically. So I recall that a lot of things were pointed in the direction of you incorporating your gifts of mediumship and clairvoyance and just that beginning to be recognized. And it reminded me of things that I picked up several years back when you were still in Michigan. That's what I remember from the last time that we spoke. You were kind of like on the verge of things happening. So where are we now?
Yes. All right. Well, I did my... I think it was last month, as in October. Yeah, October, I did my first psychic fair.
Wow. All
right.
You are coming out of that closet, my friend. He's out.
Well, wait.
Uh-oh.
So, I was booked. I was booked for 4 or 5 hours.
Of course you were.
So it was small, but it was absolutely fantastic.
Right.
So I think I mentioned, I had met that woman who was, one of the top, most influential, Latinos in Hollywood.
Ooh,
no,
as
I
a
don't...
publicist.
Right.
So I did a reading for her. We kind of hung out and I did a reading for her through psychometry and her mom came through yada, yada.
Right.
And she's like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, well, I want to do real estate, and then I want to do this. And so we were just talking. She introduced me to her friend, who is a big broker in Calabasas, and you know that's like where the Kardashians live and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he and I you know, I kind of hit him up because I went back to – I left the sales job and went back to bartending.
Right.
To start doing all this stuff. And
right.
he's like, well, he's like, forget this real estate stuff. I don't want to do it anymore. So I got this idea for an app, and because of your sales experience, basically we're going to partner up.
Wow.
So there's that. And then and he's like, let's just make lots of money and you know, then we don't have to do this work on weekend thing. And so anyway, so that woman I haven't talked to literally since.
Mm-hmm.
But I was friends with her assistant because I'd done a reading for her, and then she had sent some people to me.
Nice.
And
that's how it starts.
They had the firm had a breakup.
Right.
So they call me a couple days ago and want to set up a meeting because they're doing promoting a independent film that's coming out, and it's about kind of a guy who sees dead people.
Oh my goodness! And you're the
reason. So now they're using me in regards to the promotion, and there's on Tuesday there's this press conference. And somehow I'm involved.
There you go. So you just follow the yellow brick road, my friend. You know? That's,
and
wow.
I was scared as crap.
Good.
When she's like, and I'm like, you know, when they asked me, and I'm just like, well, apparently the universe thinks I'm ready, whether I do or not. So
right, and you know what? At the end of the day, I mean, this is wonderful, and it's just unfamiliar territory, and
yeah, because it's success.
Want to cancel that statement?
Yes, yes, thank you. Cancel, cancel, cancel.
Unfamiliar territory, okay. And what I was wanting to say is that it's really simple, Mike. People that have certain jobs or position, they just want to keep their job. That's it. Whether it's Hollywood or the supermarket, it doesn't matter. Right? They're no
yep.
different than you or I or any of us, okay? It is a very quirky industry, especially where you are. It's another planet. I don't even consider Los Angeles another state of the United States. It's another planet.
Yep.
Okay, it's another planet, and it's a one-industry town. So you are really in the right place. But please don't diminish. Like, I kind of stopped and had the silence when you did the self-deprecating laugh just to show that energy has no place here.
Yes.
That's why I stopped. That energy, that's a default setting. You're nervous because you care and it's unfamiliar. But they're no different, no better. And if you didn't have something to offer to benefit them keeping their position, you wouldn't be even part of the conversation. It really is that simple.
Wow.
There is
yeah.
something for you. Really hear me. There is something for you to contribute. Okay? And in my experience, my other life off the air is independent film. And based in New York, although I deal with LA, and let me tell you something, they're only dealing with me because I am contributing to the conversation and helping everybody keep their jobs. It's really that simple. And it's a business that's taken very seriously. And it's people that are professional, that are collaborating with the expectation that we're not going to go back and forth and micromanage. We have entrusted you to just deliver what we are asking you to in the with the deadlines and directives and the specifications given to you. It's like any other business. And once you get really in, you're going to see a lot of people in the business like, really? They're in the business? I wouldn't think so. It's not very glamorous.
Right.
It really is. You're going to see some, you're going to see some people like, wow, that's really unexpected that this person is in this industry. I would think this person would do something else. Okay, interesting. You'll see that it's really not that special in terms of eliciting, feeling like success is something that is so foreign that you have to laugh about it.
Right.
When it is something that is absolutely possible, absolutely an option, and maybe it's time to articulate in very simple terms what success means to you. For some people, for whatever wounds or reasons or backstory or what have you, they feel that they have to really put themselves out there to the point of exploitation, right? For others, we will never maybe know their names, but they feel successful because they have found a way to creatively express themselves and earn a living doing that. You know, I feel incredibly successful, and that has nothing to do with money. It has to do with the fact that I can monetize my gifts and I manage my time. That, to me, is so valuable. The fact that Elisa and I can do this show three times a week. We just talked about this on the Tuesday show, right? The fact that we have that freedom, can you put a price tag on the freedom that you can explore these possibilities now?
No, absolutely not.
And you have something that's desirable because, trust me, people are so quick. People have a very short memory span, especially in the entertainment field, you know, and dare I say really where you are, because it's no joke. When I deal with people from L.A., it's no joke. They talk about how tough New York is. L.A. is a much tougher town because they do it with a smile on their face. And it's all casual, and it's not. And it's not. Okay? So it just means do your job.
Yep.
That's it. Don't show. Don't let them see you sweat. Do your job and be that genuine, down-to-earth person that's accessible. You know, when you do the readings, you have to be an accessible person. You know, you have all that drive and all that energy that we recognized when you were walking the dog in chilly Michigan weather.
Yeah.
Right? Remember? Yeah. You're still that same guy. You're still that same guy that's so driven to success. So that should not be the shadow self coming up to talk about that success is so unfamiliar with that self-deprecating laugh. That's just showing you what you need to work on.
Yep.
Because no one is better than you. And no one, you have gifts. If anything, you have something desirable. You have a potential brand to sell because that's the lexicon that's used in that world. So be present. Know that you're ready for this, that this would not be in your field of experience for whatever is going to transpire. It wouldn't be in your experience unless you were ready to deal with it, whatever's going to happen.
Yes. No, you're right.
That's it. That's really great news. So congratulations.
Oh, absolutely amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they're no different than you. And remember, just always remind, and I do this all the time when I'm dealing with, you know, scary agents or studio people or what, all this nonsense. I'm like, they're just trying to keep their job. I'm like, I'm good. Because I know how to do my hustle. I'm good. I can hustle whatever. I'm good, you know. And I stay very grounded and very down to earth. And look, it doesn't mean I don't get feel the stress or the pressure of a deadline? I absolutely do. But at the same token, like yourself, Mike, and I know this to be true about you, we will do whatever it takes to make it happen and not let them see us sweat.
Right.
You know, we will fart on the inside in that crowded elevator. We will do whatever we need to do. We will do whatever we need to do to show value, to show professionalism, to deliver what has been asked of us, and to be prepared, present, and before every whether it was a scary phone call or meeting or work session, you know, you have the gifts. You meditate before, you send love to everybody, you know that you got this, you'll get through it. It's, you know, putting it out there for a positive outcome, seeing the humanity, just see the humanity.
Yeah.
And everyone there, that it's, you know, it's a soul collaboration. You do that doesn't mean that they're going to be airy-fairy and they're going to not shave their legs and wear Birkenstocks. No. And everybody's going to be in tie-dye. No. That's not, they're going to be in their power suits and their Armani and their Prada and all that BS. But on a soul level, underneath it all, your soul can recognize all the souls there. And you don't have to operate like that in the external, but ground yourself
right
internally that way. And I'm so excited for you. And I'm sure Elisa would agree, like, we're really proud.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh. She had an earful to tell you, man. Some good stuff.
Yeah. No, it was perfect. It was
well,
perfect.
I had to shut it down. I was not going to allow that self-deprecation.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm not playing a message because you got like 10 messages in that conversation. So, that's really, really exciting. And just enjoy it, you know. And
yeah.
And I feel like you haven't taken that pause to just say, wow, I'm proud of myself. I think you need to do that too. That will swap out that energy of successes at bay. Because if you put it out there, guess what? Success will be at bay.
Yeah.
And like I said before, remember to clearly and simply define what success means to you. It's out of reach. It's the illusion of it being out of reach because you haven't defined it for how it works for you. You know, you don't want a version of somebody else's idea of success. You want your own definition of success.
Correct.
So those are the two things to do, but all is well. You know, and
right.
Are you saging your, do you find a way to clear yourself after you do the readings? Is there something that you do?
I have sage at the house.
What you need to do is you need to, because that could be some of this too, you know, when we are so tuned into people, it's tough. You know, it's tough for people like us. We just feel everything.
Right.
So now that you're doing this, find, that would be homework assignment number 3. Okay, so definition of success, right? Pat yourself, be proud, and find something that's very portable, that's very easy, to just clear yourself, even if it's using hand sanitizer and saying a prayer or something. You got to clear yourself so that you don't have like psychic debris on you.
Okay.
Okay. And I think that will help too. And you know, you don't want to confuse your own self-deprecation with somebody else's toxic, heavy energy.
Yep.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, keep us
awesome.
Posted.
Thank you.
Worth setting the clock for. Thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely worth setting the clock for.
Wonderful. All right. Well, call us back, Stranger Danger.
Thank you.
All right, darling. Congratulations.
All right.
Exciting. Yeah, keep us posted.
I certainly will. Thanks so much, as always.
Of course.
Congrats.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. We're all human beings, you know, just because they're doing this and doing, and we do that, you know, or you see a celebrity, whatever, you know, we all you know, it's a recognition. And it's that paradigm of, like, they don't recognize us, but we recognize them. So right there, the energy there's a tipping point, you know. But, yeah, people just want to keep their jobs, bottom line, boom. If I had to put it in one statement, all the nonsense, people just want to keep their situation. And if you can help them do that, then it's a win-win. That's all. It's really not more complicated than that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Good to hear from him.
Yeah. Wow. We have another hand
Let's
raised.
Do it.
So I thought we'd go to that.
Doing it.
Area code 720. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Caller.
Oh, sorry. It'd be that mute again. Oh. Good morning. It's Cassandra. How you ladies doing?
Oh, wow. It's good
hey.
To hear from you again. Wonderful. We just spoke on Tuesday. So how are things going? Okay.
My son is fine. Well, as far as my son, I did take him in. He had a little tonsillitis going on and strep, so they was able to get him.
Good girl.
Antibiotics, of course, intravenously because of the removal of the spleen.
Right.
So within 24 hours, of course, we've seen an improvement on those tonsils. So actually everything is going well with him, I would say. I'm glad that, you know, his energy is back. He was bouncing back around here yesterday and on my nerves. So.
But that's great news. But you know what, though? Great problem. That's great.
Yes. But I was calling this morning because I'm kind of in a bit of a situation.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm just really trying to just stay in positive flow about it. But I had just moved into this home on the 1st of November. They want me out by the 5th. They want me out by Monday, which is the 5th. I guess apparently it's something going on with we're the only Afro Americans on the block. It's a very upscale.
Oh God.
Okay, you understand there's a very upscale neighborhood. So they've been calling and complaining and making falsified reports. I haven't received a citation or a ticket or anything for disturbing the peace or, you know what I mean?
Okay. I don't want to focus on the story because we've got to focus on your wholeness of being, right?
Exactly, and that's where I'm at.
Okay, wait.
Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm listening.
I got the little photo. Because I don't want to turn this into a movie. I want to keep it like a postage stamp. You follow what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
When I was talking to Mike, he's like success. He was sort of like was self-deprecating. I'm like, no, we're going to shut that down. Right?
Exactly.
So I feel this is an injustice. Okay? This is an injustice. You are dealing with a sick child. I don't know what state you're in, and I know not that much about the law or whatever, but I feel that usually the laws side with the tenants, with the occupants, and you need to get some outside, you need somebody to help you fight this battle. So I don't know if you need to call the ACLU, you know, civil liberty. You need to get some, or the, you know, the news, the watchdogs, you know, all the local news, they have called the hotline, you know, because this is crazy. Now, let me ask you this. It's a yes or no question, Cassandra, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. This is a yes or no question, because I really don't want to focus on the story here.
Okay.
Do you want to stay there, like, permanently, yes or no?
No.
That's right. Thank you, because
no.
I felt that was
no.
the answer.
No, after
okay,
got,
okay, I don't want to talk about the story.
No.
Okay, let's
no,
focus on the greatness and the pureness and the divinity of you and your household.
Exactly.
Okay, because we don't want to be feeding that horrible, disgusting energy where, not that we want to get political, but people think they have a free pass to vocalize their situation or their displeasure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So do you have, and this is, again, yes or no, do you have an option of where to go to?
Yes.
Good. So I would do you need, and what do you, because forget them, you know what I mean? You're dealing with such deplorable, you don't want to be in that energy anyway, that racist, disgusting, judgmental energy anyway. You have a place to go, you want to go, so I don't want to give them any more power. Okay? So what can you, so do you need to get outside help for protection in terms of financial or whatever? Because that's why I said the ACLU. Or can you just say, okay, I'm packing my stuff and I'm going because I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for my household because I don't want to be around you people.
Exactly. And that's where I'm at.
Then you just bless your household, you pack your stuff, and you go. You just take care of you. You have too much grace and dignity to even share oxygen with these people. So, you know what I mean? Like, shut down the story.
Yes.
Shut it down. If you and your child, you want to go anyway, then go. That's it. There's nothing to prove or to say to people that would be so deplorable. You know what I mean? It's trying to force someone who lives in another country to understand your language because you just assume that everybody's going to understand your language. No.
Mm-mm.
So I would say walk away with your head up and don't give this any energy because it's just putting gas on the fire. What is there to prove or say? You know, you want to leave elegantly.
Yes, exactly, and that's where I'm at with
start throwing stuff up, packing, and making your arrangements, and just go and leave it at that. And you say, thank you for letting me know my value. You know, in your head, energetically. Whenever you want to get into that anger and all that, which does not do anything but hurt you, you thank them. Thank you for showing me my value and my child's value. Thank you. Do you see how that just upgrades you not hurting yourself?
Yes.
And that's it. That's it. No lesson here but pointing out your value. It's very interesting because we were talking about that the last show, just getting off the phone with Mike. It's about whatever situations get our attention, and it could be in the most seemingly cruel of ways to show us how valuable we are. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's it. So to even speak on the story and the BS, Cassandra, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Who are they? Who are
exactly.
they? How dare they? And this will clear out your energy field to attract what is better.
Yes,
that's it. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Because I was wondering too. I was like, if this was the idea place that when I moved in there, you know, I was still kind of questioning. I mean, it felt right at the moment,
and it was. And it was for whatever Band-Aid move that was. Because you got to look at sometimes funky things, tragedy, whatever, is a stepping stone that we're not aware of. It's a stepping stone of darkness to greater light. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It's a stepping stone. So we're hearing some background conversation. So.
Oh, that's him singing.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm
please
glad
quiet,
he's singing.
Please, son.
Good.
With
we're
them
like,
concerts,
that's what you
honey.
Sing.
He got them concerts.
You sing. Sing loud.
Honey, he's working those tonsils today, honey.
That's great. Good. And you know what? Look, I have two boys myself, and it's like it's a double edge. It's like, oh my God, could I just have some, you know, peace? And then at the same token, it's like, oh my God, they're healthy, they're alive, they're safe.
Amen. Yes.
Thank God. You know, and so many of us, are at risk, that the fact that your kids can be home safe, that's something, especially these days, that
yes.
we don't take for granted. You may not know this, but my younger child is adopted. I adopted him at 7 weeks, and he's black. So
beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so when I hear stuff like what you're telling me, I lose my mind, okay? And the whole thing is I don't want him, and I think he has it so far, I don't want him to internalize. And I'm saying this to you as a mother. You don't want your kids to internalize this BS.
That
I'm doing my best to not internalize it myself, right? Which is a challenge. So that's why I like to shut down the story, Casildra. Because the more we focus on the story, the more we internalize the nonsense, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
and there's
totally
and there's
agree.
Things that you can do to just really calm yourself. So remember the last. I'll leave you with this before we say goodbye. Remember.
Yes.
You had called, and I told you to Google Anthony Williams, the medical medium.
Yes.
Okay. Well, one thing that I'll share with you is that if you feel anxious, like anxiety, you know what you need to eat? If you feel anxiety, eat an apple.
An apple. Okay.
But Google him.
I sure will.
Google him, because these are things that are accessible. But if you are anxious, eat an apple. It's like taking a pill. His name is Anthony William. I gave it to you on Tuesday.
Yes, and I did write that down. And
okay,
I
good.
Will, yes,
yeah, and,
that's
focus
wonderful.
On that, not on the story, not on these stupid, ignorant people, not on any of it. Focus on your son's health, your household. You're safe. You know that you're going to go, and you focus on your value. That's what you focus on.
Okay.
Because that's how you win. Not the story, but your value.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad your son's feeling better. I know the frayed nerves, because we get the work nerves, but that's
yes.
okay. That's okay. And congratulations. And I say congratulations.
Thank
because,
you.
Because you're clearing up this heavy energy. It's a transition to something better, and remember that. And I'm glad you're
yes.
in touch with us. Yes.
And I'm holding on to that. I'm holding on to that.
That's
what
it.
I believe too.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
I believe he got greater for us.
Absolutely. And you just tell yourself, I'm okay. All is well.
I'm okay. All is well.
Yeah.
I'm okay. All is well.
Get those garbage bags, get those boxes, and keep it moving, girl.
Yeah, keep it moving, okay?
All right, darling. I'm glad you're feeling better. Thank God.
Yes. Thank you all very much. You all have a blessed day, and
I'll
be talking to you next week. Thank you.
Okay, fabulous. All right, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
See,
wow.
Everybody just thinks that, I mean, not them, but like toxic people, everybody just thinks mm-hmm. now, and this is so deplorable, you know, that everybody thinks they have a free pass to just express the hate. Makes
mm-hmm.
me crazy.
It's a crazy situation.
It's a crazy situation. It infuriates me. That's why I'm like, no, I don't want to hear about those people. I don't even want to give
yeah.
them airtime. Nope, I
yeah.
shan't. Nope. Not about this story. It's about your value. Done.
That's good.
Oh,
it's good.
Cool.
We have another.
We're doing it.
another hand raised. I wanted to say it.
I know. Well, you know.
All
gotta
right.
say it, girl. Doing it.
All right. This is I don't know. I would get to it. Now my computer has completely blitzed out. I'm telling you, this is some weird stuff.
There's some weird juju.
It is. Sorry, Cole. It's an 818 number. I don't know if Anna's still listening, but she was kind of on as well, so I don't know if she's able to change. But, yeah, my computer's just decided now's a good time to reboot.
Yeah, let's
so.
Reboot when we're on.
Give me a second. I'm
okay.
Heading to the computer.
Oh, good, she's on, yay. All right, so
okay.
we'll
yeah.
I'm listening. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate what you just said, because in a roundabout way, it applies to some situations, personal situations in my life. And it's like, wow, that's a great way to look at, that's a great way to look at it. You know,
good.
Thank you for showing me my worth.
Yep.
Thank you for showing me my worth.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yep.
What area code?
818.
Okay, it was unmuted, so a caller 818, you're on the air with Yellow A Blend.
Hello.
Hi, caller, who's this?
Hello.
Enchantress.
Hi, darling, how are you?
I'm fine. Wow, what you just said is, it's amazing.
Oh,
because
my God,
it's not easy not to share your story when you're a storyteller.
Of course, it really is a difficult, absolutely.
And that's what I am, a storyteller. So
okay.
It's, but the value of it.
Right.
So you can share it, but not, God, that's a whole other way of looking at it, the value.
Right. And it depends on the story. You know, if it's your story of choice, that great, we're all storytellers, right?
Yeah,
if it's giving credibility to something that is painful, you know, if it's gossip or it's somebody who's attacking you or whatever, and we want to focus on, you know, in this format, all right, in this arena, this is a call-in radio show, and time is very limited. So I just want you to know, understand, Enchantress, from the practical, that everybody has their story, but it's their story of choice. And if we're going to be proactive about somebody's well-being and somebody that needs to get out of crisis, I don't want to talk about the people that are hating. I want to talk about you. So
I like that. I do, because
okay,
it makes,
yeah.
Because I was told when you do mention that person, it brings it to the present. And when you want to let go of it, and if
mm-hmm.
you keep bringing up the story.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because if you manifest, I manifest. And I didn't realize I did. And so every time, well, I'll just say my ex-husband, when I was going through it, every time I thought of him, he kept on appearing.
There you go.
And see, this made sense just now.
Right. Good.
Wow.
Good. Good.
So do you want my numbers? For numerology, or do
you
just have messages for me?
Okay, well, you've called in before, so it's what you want. If you have a question concerning,
well, a relationship, I suppose everyone has that going on.
Well, what I was going to say is, if your issue is something that you want Elisa's insight and perspective having to do with numbers, then it would be based on a number. If it's just a message, then we can certainly pull one for you, and let's just do that one, okay? So when you call in, because I know you're called in a couple times, and you ask for a message, I'll pull one that has a number on it, and Elisa and I will answer it jointly, all right?
The only thing, tarot cards don't always answer for me.
These aren't tarot cards.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
I need you to be no. I need you to be present with me.
Mm-hmm.
I've pulled messages for you before, so let me just explain what they are. Okay,
mm-hmm.
These messages are the length of a tweet. They're 140 characters. Okay, they're channeled messages. They're like energetic fortune cookies. And if you recall, when you call the show and you ask for a message, I connect to your energy. You hear some music, remember, and you say the word and you say the word pick. And then I read the message that you picked. The messages have a number associated with them. And Elisa talks about that number. Do you remember?
Well, I'm sorry I don't. I apologize.
Well, then today is a new day,
mm-hmm.
so they're not tarot cards. Nobody else has these messages.
Okay.
These are unique to the show.
I like that.
Okay, so I need you to get present and focused. You're going to hear some music. Just take a couple seconds and say the word pick.
Pick.
And I'll tell you what you're, when you say the word
well,
pick, after you
may
hear
not actually hear music.
Yeah, right.
Because my computer's still rebooting, so sorry.
Oh, there's no music. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to find it. I can't find
okay,
it.
Okay, don't worry about it. That's okay. So Enchantress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm connecting to your energy. I can do this without music. I'm connecting to your energy. Just take a couple deep breaths, and when you're ready, say the word pick.
Pick.
Good girl. It's a two-digit number, Lisa. The number with this message is 36. This is your message. Please listen carefully. I really need you to be present, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When the inner planes rise up to kiss the soul of your conscious awakening awareness, the most beautiful dance of mindful detachment begins. So in English, I'll read it again in a second, what that means is when your multidimensional experience, okay, your inner life, rises up to intersect with your everyday existence. It's like a dance where you can be detached and you can be mindful. So that's sort of a lot of times the messages are very straightforward. This one is kind of poetic. So
yes, I'm a poetic person,
well, that's
but still I don't quite get it. Uh-huh.
Well, that's, I just explained it, so I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
So I'm going to explain it one more time. I really
mm-hmm.
need you to be present.
Okay.
So basically what the message means, and I'll read it again in a second, when your inner life intersects with your daily life, it's like a beautiful dance where you can become detached because you know otherwise. That's what the message means.
You know what? The word detached, I don't quite get what detached means.
Meaning that you're not, that you're detached, that you're not going to buy into the story.
Oh, I'm not buying into the story.
Meaning that you know that if, put it this way, that even though the world is crazy, you believe that the world is a peaceful place. So you're not buying into the story that the world is evil. That the
okay.
world, does that
totally
make sense?
Agree with you.
So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that what
yep.
I mean by detachment?
Uh-huh. I guess I didn't know what detachment meant. New
okay.
word today. Okay.
Word of
yes.
the day. So now, because you're a poet, I'm going to read the message as it was written.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think. Just receive it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When the inner planes rise up to kiss the soul of your conscious awakening awareness, the most beautiful dance of mindful detachment begins. And Elisa, the number is 36.
All right. Well, the 3 and the 6 end up equaling a 9, which is interesting because that's also a number of detachment in a way. It has to do with everything being impersonal so that you can embrace more without feeling everyone else's pain and taking it in as your own.
Mm-hmm.
So this 3 and the 6 make up that 9, and the 3 is about energy. It's about communication. It's about expression. So that is just the basic energy flow. And it also means like whatever you put out in terms of your energy is also what you're more than likely going to be able to resonate with and take in. So when you are feeling the pain, you know, of everybody else, then that's also what you're putting out too, even if it's not your stuff, or even if it's partly your stuff and mostly somebody else's stuff. So understanding that type of flow for the number 3 is helpful because it's energy is just energy. It's not positive or negative. It just is until we put our spin on it. So that 3 then leads into the 6. And 6 is another one of these numbers that's about nurturing. It's about teaching. It's cultivating. It's a very loving number. So all of this is saying, you know, treat everything with love, especially yourself. So when you have those two blended together, understanding energy, understanding the loving nature of who we are, and it ends up being this 9, and I told you 9 was also a number of detachment. It's because 9 is a universal number. You can't take in everybody else's stuff.
and treat it personally without it maybe having some major effects on you, right? Major damages to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
So if maybe it's the word detachment, but there is something to that impersonal. It may not be a great word either, but these are words that we use with a bigger energy, because it is just that it's a bigger energy. It's bigger than ourselves. So you can't turn everything into something personal without it, you know, obscuring the bigger message, which means it isn't just about you. And it isn't just about this other thing, this other person. It's being able to look from a higher level. And some people use that, you know, that bird's eye view, seeing that bigger picture, because you're like, you're one small part of that picture, but you're still in the picture. Yeah. Even my cat thinks so. You're still part of the picture, but you're not all of the picture. You are for you, but you're not all of that picture for anybody else in that frame. So being able to take in these bigger concepts without being weighed down by the knowledge of, oh, you know, everything is happening all at once. It's like trying to hug the entire world and realizing most of these people probably don't even want a hug from you. They don't know who you are. So, you know, let's just try to rein it in a little bit. Not take it personally. You know, they just, you know, if some stranger came up to you, you're like, oh, not a hugger. You know, some people are huggers. Some people aren't. But you can't take it personally. You know, like, no, okay, well, fine. Then that person, you know, obviously is an evil person because it doesn't want a hug from me. So these are how we expand and change our perceptions of things.
Totally,
and that detachment
get it.
Is, yeah, the detachment is necessary to give you that perspective. It's not being cold, and it's not being you know, heartless. In fact, I think it's showing bigger heart by seeing the bigger picture and realizing what your place is in it, and what you can act on, and what the rest of it you can't act on because it's not your stuff.
Can I say
and
what I interpret from it?
Flows.
Is it okay to interpret what you're saying to me?
Yeah, yeah, you can interpret it. It's your message.
Okay. What I'm saying is empaths come towards me, and I have to not take it in personal just because they say your vibrations are too high or too low. Try to get why they're coming towards me. Don't take it personally, like, okay, when they criticize how I am, I want to hear what message they're giving. They're coming towards me. What do they have to say? Because they push me with their mind. And the six, wow, that means I know someone in my life who's a six, and he's loving. But I also can't just, he comes from a different place too. Not just take it all my me. Realize what those people are going through in their lives
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Yes? Wow.
Yeah, that's it. Well, love hearing from you, and there is a lot. Maybe you want to download the show and listen to it so that you can sort of process it more, and look forward to the next time.
Thank you so much. Sometimes
sure.
It's hard to download your show. It's for some reason, I don't know why, but I'll try
it's
again.
It's on iTunes, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. So
okay.
I'm sure
wow.
You'll figure it out.
Thank you so
All right.
much. And
thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, I'm hoping Anna can handle all that because, my computer is just like
okay. We're doing a great job considering. So thank you, Anna. And we're doing it, and it's been back to back callers.
Doing it.
It's great. Doing it.
Yeah.
I know. I keep cracking you up with that because you know you take it there, the LOA bug. Taking it there. Doing it.
Oh my goodness. All right. Well, I'm going to leave it up to Anna because I have no idea what's happening on the controls.
In the queue or in the chat or whatever. So, Anna,
in the queue, yeah.
What's going on, girl?
She's you got a little hand raises. I'm not sure of the area code. Like, you got a 720 and then a 404. I know who the 404 is.
We did the 720 already. Sorry.
You did the 720 okay,
already.
So let's just say.
Yeah.
Hello, lady. 404.
What is up, Pitas, my
lady?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's our
What's
Indian
going
Dominican.
On?
Oh, so now she's Jamaican. Okay. She went from India to Jamaica.
That was my Indian voice.
Oh, she's not Jamaican. Oh, you're not a Jamaican to me, but I live in New York, so I hear that a lot.
I just can't say you.
You sound Jamaican. Jamaican be crazy.
You'll learn after a while when you come down here hanging around with me, Adam, and a bunch of us.
Oh, my God.
I'm scared.
Well, how are you talking Indian too?
I'm scared.
And with the hate, with the head bobbing.
No, and I'm friends with people that are like literally from India, and they have the. But it sounds it's what's funny because you're making fun of it, so it's funny. Anyway, darling, how are you, girl?
Good. I was just trying to chit chat.
Yeah, chit chat.
No, that's all good.
But you called. So what you got to say?
I started a good night tonight, and it's 30 days to my birthday. And what?
Oh. Okay. Well, that's reason enough to stop everything.
celebrating
so
all month.
Some people, so like when you go to like the store, and they have like the advent calendars. Did you see the one with Lolita in a thong? So it's like the 30-day advent.
Hey,
and you open up, you know, and every day, listen, you got me started. You started this, I'm going to finish it. So every day you open up, because 30 days, every day you open up a little square, and there's a little surprise. So, you know, that one day there'll be a little piece of, a little foil, like reflective, and it says, what you looking at? And then the next day... The next day is a coupon for our ice cream store. The next day, okay, I could just, you know, I could
yeah,
take this all.
That's a good idea.
Places.
I'm about to put that out there. 30-day countdown on my birthday.
Look,
I might have to use that for my business today.
That's, I'm telling you, when it's first of all, when it's a station founded by an entrepreneur and a marketing genius, and it's a radio show that's 6 years in. By two entrepreneurs, and I can't, I'm so, and I think Anna's like this too, I'm so wired, I'm like, okay, if it's not broken, it could be a business, go. Like, I just always think that way, and I love that, it's fun, and I know Anna's really gifted in that regard too, but not a bad idea, you could do that, you know, because don't you have like a chalkboard or something in your store?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, now I gave you a little project, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we should have. Hey, I'm gonna tell Anna. Oh, y'all, work it out. We should do something at the store. We should have like everybody you know in Georgia come to our store, and we could like stay and talk and do numerology class.
The reading.
We could do.
Live version. You know what we could do? We could do a live version. Doesn't have to be recorded necessarily, but maybe it would be fun to film it for promote for promotional piece. Like instead of I'm homoting instead of promoting because we're. Anyway, so for emotional, for emotional, ho, 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 for emotional purposes.
You are over yonder left. You are over yonder left.
I am. But we could do a live, for emotional purposes, let's film it, a live version of the LOA blend, because what's so great about that, it's inclusive. That's why, and it's funny, we talked about this on Tuesday, and even we went, actually, Elisa and I had this great conversation that went after the show ended, but we continued it for a couple minutes afterwards about how I'm so glad that the show is called the LOA Blend because it's inspired by law of attraction, but it's a blending because as we grow, change, and evolve, we see that it's so personal and it's not a dictatorship of law of attraction, but it's a blending of those principles that are packaged into law of attraction. So we do an event. That would be great, like a live version of the LOA blend. And then whoever is there that wants to do a reading and be part of it, then it's, you know, the LOA blend with special guests. Done.
That's awesome. Mm. We should do it.
Do it at your shop. And then maybe turn it into a thing. I can come out every couple of months and do a thing.
Why not? Oh.
Anyway, so we are, it's time to sign off. So look at that. We already have like marketing ideas, advent calendars for Lolita's birthday, you know. And the last, go ahead.
No, I was agreeing with you, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, so if you guys need to get a great show. I mean, it was nonstop phone calls. I love it. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Sunday at 9 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, Lolita. Thank you, everybody, for great conversation. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling to you. And I hope your computer issues get resolved. So
yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah,
thanks.
Right. Love you.
Bye.